the home of General Electric's CEO, is on the market. Jeffrey Immelt's house is a $5.5 million mansion on 4 acres in New Canaan, Connecticut. He's lived there since 2001. WSHU's Davis Donovan reports Immelt is moving to Boston along with 200 top GE executives when the company relocates this year.
Ed Jordan is with Northeast Private Client Group, a commercial real estate agency. He says those 200 vacancies could have a ripple effect in property values that will go down to commercial real estate, including restaurants and retail outlets.
If you remove from the equation, you know, hundreds of high-earning households, that diminishes the purchasing power, that diminishes the demand for retail. Ultimately, the values of the properties, you know, diminish because of that.
Immelt's leaving a 10,000-square-foot mansion behind for a comparatively cramped 3,000-square-foot condo in the heart of Boston. But like real estate agents say, it's all about location. And right now they say urban areas are in far more demand than quiet suburbs. Young people want walkable neighborhoods with restaurants and bars. Jordan says that's why the hotspots in Connecticut real estate are in some of the state's largest cities, like Stamford and New Haven.
New Haven has created a very favorable environment for investors to go in and convert obsolete office properties, for example, and to benefit from the desire of educated young people to choose to live in urban core locations.
GE's expected to move from Fairfield to Boston this summer. Last week, the company announced it's moving most of the jobs at its Fairfield headquarters to Norwalk, and that's between 500 and 600 employees who will stay in Connecticut. Davis Donovan, WSHU News.